So what's the, so what's this one about? Well, this Larchfield
is, yeah, isn't quite different. The same. Yes, so this is set in Scotland, in a little town in Scotland, and it's from two different perspectives. And the one is Dora. She's a new mother and a newly married, in fact. She was a poet, but she's moved up to Scotland with her husband and has recently had the baby and is really struggling to fit in. It's a small community. She doesn't know her place in it. She can't write poetry really anymore because she's looking after the child. She's finding all that very difficult and very new. And the neighbours, she's not getting on with the neighbours. And then there's another perspective, which is a gentleman. He's a new in a new career. He's a teacher at a boys' school and he's called Whiston Auden, and it's based on W.H. Auden, the poet. And so we hear a little bit about his struggle as well, his struggle fitting into the school, in the lifestyle, trying to find a way with this career when actually he wants to be a poet, he wants to explore that route, and also his sexuality, he doesn't fit in, and sort of crushing various elements of his personality and what he wants in life. And so we have these two perspectives going on. And then they sort of collide. So W.H. Auden has, in exasperation, just written his details on a note in a bottle and cast it out onto the sea, because this town is a coastal town. So he just throws it into the sea. And years later, Dora, the young mother, is also exasperated, goes for a long walk along the beach with her baby, trying to work out what life's all about, discovers the bottle, sees the note inside, rings the number. And I won't tell you what happens because it would be a spoiler, but just to say, it's a very magical, mystical event, and you either buy into it or you don't. And you either buy into the magic of it or you rationalise it, depending on where you want to be. And I think you can swap as well as you're reading it.
Depends how you're feeling at the time, probably.
Yes, it's amazing. It's really unusual. And I think it could be that if it was written by somebody else, I might not have bought it. The premise, I might have thought this is a bit silly. But actually, The style of writing is so poetic because the author actually is a poet as well. She's had four collections of poetry published. It's really lyrical. It's really beautiful. You're swept. Well, I was. I was swept up in it. I was swept up in both stories. And I really enjoyed the fact that she'd made this very unusual thing happen.
I shall have. So I have started it, but I've done it on my tablet, and I've found it really hard. I just haven't got into it yet. Yes. And it's not the fault of the book, I don't think. I need to have a solid amount of time to just sit. It's not a book that I've been able to pick up and just read a few pages and get into, because I keep forgetting what started it all off. So maybe I should try again and actually find some time where I can sit down for a couple of hours and get into it.
I think that might be the key. Some books you do really have to invest in just to lose yourself in that
just
world.
Just to get yourself
quite
there the first time,
And it is quite an unusual style. It's very understated. It's very quiet, but it is quite beautiful in its description. And as I say, it is quite like reading a long poem because of the description.
It's interesting because you've had two diametrically opposed reviews, have you not, of the book?
Yes. So one is measured. I mean, it's a little bit negative. It's from Jane, and she says that she does say that the feelings for the book were mixed. She enjoyed it, but she hoped to like it more. And she was drawn to it because she found W.H. Auden and his poetry interesting, and that's what drew her to the book. It's a blend of fact, fiction and fantasy, she says, and explores the experiences of the modern day Dora and Auden, both outsiders in Helensburgh in Scotland. Personally, I preferred Auden's story to Dora's, which is different from me, actually, because I was drawn more to Dora. Yes, but I found it interesting the way the author brings the two worlds together, although it didn't completely work for me. I think it's a good book for a group because it may well divide people and promote a good discussion.
Hence
a book group choice.
And you've got Meg talking, saying the opposite, have you?
That's right. She says it's immensely readable, captivating, haunting, celebrating the power of the imagination. I loved the book. It's one of my all-time favourites.
Wow, isn't that? That's fascinating how different it is, isn't it?
It is, but also, don't you think sometimes it's when you read a book and how you read a book, in what context.
Where you are, when you are, and all those things as well.
So it is is quite interesting if we ever invest in reading a book again as to what our reaction to it might be. But the trouble is there are so many books. It's so rare to read something again.
I know, you don't very often. I mean, and often you only read a book again if it's, especially if you were young when you read those books, yes. Because they sort of like, if you're poorly, you can go back to reading a book and it sort of gives you comfort, or at least I do.
Yes, the memories of it. But then it's worse though. Sometimes there was one book that was really magical to me, and I remembered it when I was reading it when I was a teenager, and I thought, oh, I really must get that again. I got a second-hand copy and I hated it.
Oh, it so was awful. All your
yes,
memories.
It was so dated. It was really sad.
Isn't that funny? So maybe you haven't read it yet, but we have now inspired you to give it a go, and then we can find out what you think. So it's Larchfield by Polly Clark. Larchfield by Polly Clark.